When I wrote The Visitation, the novel, I was dealing with that difficult season that a lot of Christians go through, where they can question God, where all the basic assumptions they've always lived with all their lives come into question. And one of the big questions that can come up so often is, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? Why do we get ourselves into these horrible situations, loss of a loved one or something like that? And God doesn't just step up to my front door and say, here is exactly why that had to happen. He does not. Every time you lose a loved one, there's always the big why. And as long as we've been on the earth, there's never been an answer to that question, but we always ask it. Anyway, in the movie, Travis Jordan is going through that season of testing, of doubt. He was a pastor. He teaches the word. He taught the word. He even in the film, he's reading from the book of James, where it says, consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. How many times has he preached that? And now his wife has been brutally murdered, and he's trying to preach that very same scripture at her funeral, and he cannot do it. He walks out of the church, walks out of the entire Christian thing, lives in bitterness. Well, when we first encounter him in the movie, he's in the throes of this bitterness, this lostness, by himself, nothing to believe, nothing to say. And that, of course, is when a false Messiah comes into town claiming to be Jesus. He looks like Jesus. He heals like Jesus. He seems to know everything about everybody. And this false Messiah has his eye on Travis because he sees in Travis something that he sees in himself. And that's one of the neat revelations in this movie, is this inner, deep, personal pain that people can go through where it seems not even God has an answer for it, or is unwilling to answer. And so it's a process. You have one guy that's struggling and trying to do the right thing and trying to understand. He's in the throes of bitterness, trying to figure out why his wife had to die, and you've got this other guy just kind of creeping up on him and saying, you know, all those doubts you've had, Travis, you're right. I have a better way. Follow me. It's spooky. One thing I like about The Visitation is that this is, well, most of your good stories are about some kind of redemption. Your hero, whoever he or she is lacking something, either lacks a quality or has a flaw. They have to go through a trial, play out a certain desire, strive toward a goal. In the process of striving toward that goal, they learn a lesson, they go through a change. There's some kind of a redemption that comes out of it, and they're a better human being than they started out being. One thing I like about this particular story is we're handling redemption from a biblical Judeo-Christian perspective. Redemption can be handled from a New Age perspective or existentialist perspective or a monistic perspective or a totally humanistic perspective or an evolutionist perspective or whatever perspective you want. But I like the fact that we're going before the public with a film that actually says, you know what, there is a God who really is a personal God, who really does love you, who really does have the answer for your alienation, for the fact that you're lost, for the fact that you have flaws. You can go through this struggle, you can come out the other side truly redeemed.